Yeah, well, it's hard to believe, Tommy. Yeah, those buildings are still downtown. I love those things.
Yeah, beautiful. I know you do, and I do too, because I can remember as a kid, one of my, I don't want to say finest memories, but the big grates and the sidewalks that they'd have. You'd walk over those grates, and whatever was under there was under there, but you'd go walk over there, and some of them would blow air up.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's like the Marilyn Monroe picture, yeah.
Have you ever heard of Hotel Grady Manning?
Yes, we're talking about the Hotel Grady Manning.
I've never heard of that.
No, we're not going to talk about
it. I think
the last
Bill Clinton would have gone there a couple of times, would he not?
Wow. Look at when Barton was brand new, basically, only probably 10 years old at that point.
I don't think it changed to Barton until they fully enclosed it.
Yeah, it was not fully enclosed, so y'all had to deal with whatever the temperature was.
That's neat.
So this is the 60th anniversary of the Home Show. Congratulations. And how many of you guys were there at the 60th show, at the first show?
I was born, but I wasn't there, so don't go there, baby.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on with the Home Show, and at this time of year when poor saps like me get to clean out the garage and clean up and clean up and clean up, and the next thing you know, clean up turns into fix up. And I've got a couple of things that need fixed up, a fence, and I have some things I need to deal with at home. And the Home Show's diamond anniversary, 60 years of everything for the home. Talk about it.
Yeah, Verizon Arena this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
Friday,
right?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is our diamond anniversary. And in honor of that, just to throw this out to the start, Stanley Jewelers Gemologist in Park Hill has graciously donated, a pair of 14-karat white gold diamond anniversary earrings.
That's where I bought my wedding ring, by the way.
Stanley's? They've been around for a while.
And Laura Stanley's going to come down Sunday and do the actual drawing.
So what do you do? How do you register for that?
You have a passport. Everybody that comes through the gate or through the door will get a passport. And they take the passport around to the exhibitors that are on the passport and get it stamped. They get all of them stamped. They put it in a box and they're registered for the grand the drawing.
I got you.
You got seminars, show people how to do stuff, how to do it easily.
It's got everything. I mean, everything you can think to do to your house, inside and out, is at this is the Verizon
under
this weekend.
One roof, and that's why we try to have it. So they don't have to run on 15 different places and all over.
Bob is the chairman. He's come to the show for many, many years, Bob Copeland. And Norman Thomas has been to the show before. And Bruce Kelly joins us, too. So
when we talk about showing us how to do stuff, like what? I mean, as much as I...
Here we go.
Well, now... Let me preface it by saying this. Some people we can't teach, Roger, okay?
That's okay. You know what?
I'm
willing to learn.
And I think Basil's like this, too. There are some things that are simple as anything for anybody. The hardest thing I ever did was replace a front door and replace a garbage disposal. Beyond that,
and you did the door by yourself?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that
was. Because sometimes the doors don't fit. You go, you think, and you got to sand them down, but yours fit.
I learned through that procedure, because it happened in February, and I was having to put the door up about three times before it finally was flush. And I was like, my wife even is like, from this day forward, when we need something done, call the man.
Right.
Call the man.
You know, just like Andy Griffith, call the man.
Can't be called the man. Well, the hardest thing for me is, and as easy as it is to put tracks up on a jam and then put the doors on there to get them to be flush and even and all that.
You say jam?
I went jams.
Yeah. He didn't.
And that's spelled J-A.
That's the reason we have remodelers, Roger.
Oh. But what if I'm going to do it myself?
If I could snap my fingers, I'd love to be one of those guys who could remodel stuff though easy, like those guys on TV that could redo your fireplace and put rocks up there on the wall.
Well,
the tough part is
when you go to a place like one of the big box stores, and I won't name any names, I mean, the guy that I go see to get my copper tubing to do my ice maker, he may not be in that same department the next week. He may be somewhere else.
That's why you need to go to Kaufman Lumber
Company. Boom! Do you actually wear tuxedos?
The only reason I would not go to Kaufman Lumber Company is because of Bubba Frazier.
Sorry, Bubba.
I'm just kidding you, Bubba.
When are the doors open on this thing, and what's the price of admission?
The doors open at noon on Friday, and it's noon to 7. Saturday is 10 to 6, and Sunday is 10 to 4. Now, also on Friday, in honor of our 60th anniversary, we're going to roll back the prices. The admission from 5 to 7 will be $1. We're also going to open up the concession stand to serve beer, so you can come in there and buy you a beverage, walk around, visit with the exhibitors, see what you need to buy, you know, get your ideas. bring your ideas with you and talk to the experts.
I'll be there 4 to 6 with call-ins. And I remember I saw, it's where I first saw one of the most amazing toilets ever. That could do a little bit of everything. I forget
now
what it did.
Talking.
I forget what it could do, but it could do everything. I mean, they got the high-end stuff, and then they got the basic stuff of, I mean, every room in the house, every outside of the area of the house, and includes some landscaping, I think, is true as well, correct?
Right. Yeah. What is the proper, when is the proper time to close and open the vents on your on the bottom of the house, around the house?
Dude,
that's Bruce Kelly's expertise.
Bruce, when I open them, because I'm afraid of snakes too.
The vents in the bottom of your what now?
Yeah, the vents,
the foundation vents.
Oh, yeah, okay. Foundation. Come on.
Okay, the foundation vents. Basically, it's a typical yearly thing. Whereas, you know, once it's freezing, you definitely want to close those to protect those pipes underneath the house. And of course, when spring rolls around, that's when you'll go ahead and open them back up.
Bruce, have you ever been in a singing group in your life?
Well, yeah,
maybe.
Bruce, could I get you to say that you're listening to the Buzz 103.7?
You're listening to the Buzz 103.7.
But I think any of the temptations,
we might have work for you to do around here.
He sounds like the guy in the Allstate commercial.
Yeah,
he does that. What's the one? What's the song we like so much, Tommy? That you always try to hear on the? I don't know if it's Temptations or.
Yeah, it's Temptations. Bottle of Confusion.
Yeah, Bottle of Confusion. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
We can throw a little Barry White in there also.
Or Barry White, show off.
Now there's a rule with ceiling fans too that you turn them one way during the winter and another way during the summer. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah. Typically, you want the downflow.
And
during the summertime.
You want it to blow down.
Right, right. And then on the wintertime,
you want it to blow up.
Right. Come on, you know that, Tommy.
You didn't know that.
Well, because he's got a one-blade ceiling fan.
I do have one blade. Yeah, I can't figure out what to do.
Yeah, we're old school.
By the way, Jimmy Driftwood wrote, and that's maybe some of those calls at their time, wrote The Battle of New Orleans, and he is from, I thought I saw.
I think Jimmy Driftwood is from
Jimmy
Arkansas.
Jimmy Driftwood is from Arkansas.
Okay, he is. Okay, it may be northwest or northeast.
Yeah,
Arkansas.
He's from up in the hills. He had something to do with the guy that wrote Wolverton Mountain.
Okay, so he was a school teacher, I think.
And is the other Horton song Johnny Reb?
No, it's north to Alaska.
Oh, I know that one. I thought you said there was another one.
There is
Johnny Reb.
North to Alaska, Sink the Bismarck.
Okay, that's it.
When it's springtime in Alaska and the Battle of New Orleans is all
when
we
it's
have.
Springtime in Alaska.
I think we all remember that.
That's it.
Sing it.
It's 40 below.
Wrong person singing. Jason.
Yes, I just wanted to say, I don't know if anybody said the best burger, but Arkansas Burger Company on Cantrell is my favorite, best I've ever had.
It won, I think it won this competition a couple years ago. I think it did. Yeah, yep. Excellent burgers.
I hope you're keeping track of this.
Thanks, Jason.
I am.
We're going to have 70.
When you guys want to go out and have something that is totally unhealthy for you, but I know you all probably love a good burger, where do you go?
Well, there's actually two places. One is Three Sam's Barbecue in Maplevale.
On Man Road. Now, I've heard of this twice.
It's greasy. It just, you know, drips and runs down your chin.
Like if it's a burger joint, O'Dinerville, it's good.
Oh, I know. And the other one is HB. Now, it's kind of funny that a barbecue place would serve the best burgers, but HB's over off 65th. You bet.
You know you're successful when you can open up from like 11 till 3 and you're done for the day.
Right.
And that's the way they are. What about you?
Well, typically, I would like to have a burger on evenings. Well, it's what's this bar right there next to
Mama B's?
No. Yeah, well, Mama B's is good.
But I still like,
I'm getting old, guys.
It's, I know the
that. Just keep talking like
come
that.
Come on, Bruce. Okay, come on, here. Give us a landmark. Come on.
Where? What's it close to?
It's the bar right there off of next to the barbecue place.
Boy, you sound like Roger.
The bar next to the.
I thought same thing.
Okay, one of Bubba's friends, they run that place.
So. Oh, really?
It's a pool hall.
Oh, you talking
right
about
down
the
there low?
You talking about Little Rock?
No, it's here.
Is it by Main Street?
It's right there.
The late night place?
Cantrell?
No, it's.
I think it's time to play match game. Blank. Blank, blank.
Great thing. I'm drawing a blank.
That's all right, man. It happens to us.
You know tools. Lumber and wood and nothing a lot better, don't you?
Now that we can talk about.
All right, what about you?
I like the little hamburger joint on the way to Hot Springs, the Cream Castle.
Uh-huh. Is that on 70?
On 70.
You know, I've always been tempted
never
to stop there.
Never want to stop.
That's Krispy Kreme.
Good hamburger.
Is it?
Good hamburger. Really good.
I'm going to have to make it out because I've passed that place 100 times in my lifetime, and you're just in a hurry.
Yeah, that's
make
exactly
that,
what it is.
You got that shot going, and you don't want to stop, but there have been many times, and they're building something else new over there.
Yeah, there's something over there across the – yeah, that crispy cream – I forget the name of it. Gosh.
Hey,
the,
Scott.
70.
What's up, Scott?
Oh, hello there.
Hey.
The ceiling fan directions that were given, is that correct, what he said?
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't be. He's the expert.
Yeah, in other words, you want to feel breeze during the summertime, and you don't want to be, you want it to circulate air but not blow on you during the wintertime.
I'll listen to you.
Because I was under the impression that heat rises, and you want to, in the wintertime you want to keep the heat down.
Spreads. It spreads circular around.
Circular
rotation of the air.
Yes. Yes.
Well, don't feel bad because I didn't know, Scott.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks.
But thank you for listening.
Yep. Hey, Jeremy.
I got a burger joint for you, Midtown Billiards.
Midtown. Yeah, that's what I thought he might be talking about. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Midtown.
Of course you know Midtown, because you probably shut that place down back when you were a young man, didn't you?
They do. Remember the day we went down there?
No, they brought us burgers, I think. And no, it was because she said she was just close. I mean, she was just getting off at 5
in the morning. Roger and I did, or somebody.
Oh, y'all went. I think y'all did go down there. I didn't go with you. But I remember she actually came by here and dropped them off.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Yep. They were good.
They got the best burgers.
They are good.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good
one. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
It's one of the Whippet Burger and Whippet Restaurant in Prattsville.
You know, Whippet's well known for their catfish, I know.
And their buffet.
The Realist gets through on the show with no name. Good morning.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Man, I need to get a different number or something. I've been trying to get in for like 3 days.
We've been busy this week.
Busy topics.
I know, yeah, I've been on it, man. David's Burger was my vote for David's Burger. Man.
Where is that?
David, what, you're talking about the one in Little Rock on Markham and Bowman? Yeah.
Right. Good. Them and five guys, they about 10 for 10, but David's Burger, they keep bringing fries out, so I got to go with them.
I think they've learned now, people at these restaurants have learned that, hey, the more fries, it really doesn't cost us as much, and it's a good hook to get you in, I guess. I don't know.
Bottomless. Is that right?
Yep. They just keep bringing them out to the table. Ask you if you want some. You can count them down or you can accept them.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Y'all making me hungry.
Now, that's the object. We're trying to make people hungry and go to restaurants and eat and go, yeah, they was talking about it on the buzz today, and then Roger gets a sign in his yard.
Jimmy Driftwood is from Timbo, by the way.
That works.
Timbo, Arkansas, if you've ever heard of that.
I just remembered a hamburger joint.
No, look here. I'm not putting just any willy-nilly signs in my yard. I mean, there has to be something to accompany it.
Hmm? Yeah, RJ, what is it?
I just was reminded of a burger joint and the town pump.
Yep.
Has that been mentioned?
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Markham Street Pub and Grill. I got a vote for that. Got a Molly's and more. I mean, there's so many of them that are out there.
Now, you pick five. We'll get them up here. Each of them will bring.
That's a tough thing, Tommy. I don't know.
Each of them will bring five burgers.
That's
a tough deal. Yeah.
That's why I let you make all the tough
decisions. No, that's your deal. You said I'm doing the, you know.
All right, the guy at the place on Man Road. I want the same.
Wait a minute. Don't yet. Well, yeah, I'm not putting you on the spot.
Look, I thought you were the man of action. Well, let's make action.
You're still getting
Man
votes.
Road.
He's trying to make the world a better place.
Let's make this happen. If you can't do it, I can do it.
Come on, David. Yeah, I think one of the people that we need to find out, you know, where do, say, appliance guys go when they get hungry? No, I'm kidding. What are you doing?
And you guys also have appliances. I mean, you got everything that you can have in a house.
RJ's looking for a washer and dryer right now, yeah.
How about
and
that?
Roger and I were actually pricing refrigerators yesterday.
Yeah. David, what would you say a refrigerator would cost?
A good one.
You can't get a good one for less than $700. I don't think.
Oh, I think it's a 700, 1500.
Yeah, 700.
I was about to say 1500.
1500, I think, is to get a quality one.
What is it?
What do you got? Well, we don't sell appliances, but
But
I paid $1,500 for mine.
You'll see it at the home show. They've got them there. So
right. That's the other thing about an appliance is the refrigerator. I spent so much money one time going to one of the big box stores to get the different copper because I could not, for the life of me, hook up the ice maker.
Need to be buying copper for anything and trying to hook up anything, young man.
I'm telling you,
you get somebody to do it and mention their name eight times on the show like you normally do.
I pay for it. The worst part is crawling up under the house.
Don't need to be crawling up under
that. I
ain't
crawling. That's why my ice maker.
What do you crawl up under the house for an ice maker in a refrigerator?
Water line.
So you're messing with your water line underneath your house with copper.
Not without a permit, I don't.
Is the copper stolen? Been a big run on that lately.
I mean, I got no sale.
Well, guys, good luck this weekend. We appreciate you coming.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you.
And I think that the Midtown ought to give you a free burger for the at length of script. And I appreciate you guys coming up.
At Verizon this weekend.
And Baz will be there.
I'll be there Friday afternoon for sure.
Thanks for the pictures, too. It was good to look at those. We'll be back in a moment.